The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's been a couple of days. We covered the Grammys. We're still in LA. And you know, I didn't tell you this yesterday, but my foot almost ruined everything. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Let me tell you something. I had to wear heels. And before COVID, I could run a mile in heels. And now, 5 years later, I can't walk in heels. And we had to, I'm wearing platforms, go all the way to the place that they're having this event.
It's called the Crypto.com Arena, Dana.
It's called the Road to Hell. DJ Automatic is what it's called. My foot, Anthony, it was cramping because I didn't drink water in the morning. I'm getting ready and everything. No water, 2 cups of coffee. My right foot starts turning. You know when you have a cramp?
Yeah, that definitely doesn't sound like you're taking the right electrolytes or hydrating correctly.
I didn't take anything. All I took was my bag, my headphones, my mic, and a prayer. And it didn't work. It didn't work. It was so absolutely
crazy. I thought I was going to have to piggyback her to the Grammys. It was, she literally had to stop. How many times do you think we stopped? This is less than a mile walk. We had to stop about 5 times.
It's more than a mile. It's a mile and a quarter.
No.
In your defense, Dana, I do cramp up in my feet from time to time, too, from yoga class, and that hurts.
It's horrible, Anthony. It's horrible.
It's a tight feeling. I get them in my foot and in my calf.
And then Automatic is mad at me because my foot is cramping, okay? All the way over there, we're arguing. We get into the Grammy situation.
No one is arguing with you. You're just complaining about your foot.
Behind the scenes. No, you're mad. You're like, I can't believe you're doing this again. I said, what's my foot?
Was Automatic trying to walk fast like he always does?
Thank you, Anthony A. You weren't even here and you know what's happening.
Just the combo between Dana's hurt little feet and then Otto's pace of walking. I already know this isn't pleasant.
Then we get behind the scenes. Okay, we do the red carpet walk. We're cool. Then we go set up in the media room. We have a full-blown couple argument in front of everybody.
We didn't have a couple argument. What are you talking about?
Well, you were kind of freaking out. You took something back. You brought it back. You're yelling at my hat, which was in no way in your...
Okay, so there's this huge media room where they have every single media source in the world. I'm talking from the New York Times to Cosmopolitan to the LA Times to everyone's back there. And you only have so much room to sit down and be comfortable. And I'm trying to tell Dana, I'm like, hey, let me get set up. Let me do all this. And she's very worried about her foot. And all she had to do was sit down. And all I had to do was get set up. And so I was like, just sit down and let me set up. And she wouldn't sit down. So of course I was like, just sit down.
Just like that, huh?
Just sit down.
And that's when everybody turned around and looked at us and said, y'all are married, huh?
That's right.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Today we are paying homage and remembering the civil rights leader who defied a racist law and ignited a national protest. It is National Rosa Parks Day.
Best part about this is she said, I didn't get up when they told me to go to the back of the bus because my feet hurt.
Oh.
She was already an activist. Many people say this was by accident. It wasn't by accident, but she really was. She said, I was tired. It is Black History Month. We will be honoring that right here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so obviously we're smack dab in the middle of winter, and producer Chewy's not feeling well. I kind of want to help him out. I'm feeling these maternal instinct vibes, and so we're checking in with him. Producer Chewy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh my gosh, you sound so sick. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel terrible, honestly.
What are you doing to cure these sick vibes that you've got going on? Because you sound like you have the flu.
DayQuil and a lot of vapor rub.
Okay, first of all, DayQuil is basically just a shot of alcohol, so we're going to ixnay that. Although, Automatic, when I met you, you had DayQuil.
Oh, I'm a strong believer in DayQuil. When I was a single man, that was what got me through every sickness.
Well, okay, obviously, that's not going to work. But you did say Vicks vapor rub, right? You are doing the Vicks?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, have you put it on your feet?
You put it on your feet?
Oh my gosh. Chewy, okay, go to bed right now. We're going to let you go. I want you to rub the Vicks on your feet. You could also put onions in your socks as well. But do you have onion in your refrigerator?
No, but I guess I need to go buy some now.
Well, no, you can't leave the house. So I'll get you some onion, like DoorDashed, or we'll take it to you. Just go to sleep, do the Vicks on your feet, put socks on, put it all over your chest and inside your nose, okay? And I'll check in with you later.
All right, sweet dreams, you guys.
Okay, all right, bye. So he doesn't know about he didn't even know about to put Vicks on his feet. You got to put them on your feet, put thick socks on.
I didn't know about putting Vicks on your feet. I've never put Vicks on my feet before.
Otto, I've rubbed the Vicks on your feet.
Well, I must have been that sick that I don't even remember.
That's right. Let's back it up to this onion. What's the onion have to do with anything? I didn't.
It makes you sweat. Like it makes the for some reason, I don't know if this is true or not, but the feet are supposed to be like connected to your immune system. Native Americans have been putting the onion in the socks for a very long time. And then Vicks on top of that is just, I don't really know the magic of Vicks. I can't tell you. But since I was little, my Nana would rub it on my chest, put it in my nose and on my back, and then the Vicks on my feet, and I would feel like a million times better. And then anything hot, manzanilla, which is like a little tea, you know, you can do that, a hot tea, anything like that, like herb that can make you sweat and get all that gunk from out of his chest. You can hear that the man is congested.
My mom always used Vicks too.
Your mom used to do Vicks on your chest and your nose too?
Just on the chest and nose, never on my feet. We never did that.
It really is a good thing. Did your mom have like a something that helped you get well, Anthony?
Yeah, health insurance.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's called going to the doctor.
Western medicine.
It's called antibiotics.
Yeah, the doctor prescribed antibiotics is what we did in my household. Well, I don't know about this onion and stuff, but more power to y'all. Keep doing them remedies. Is this also in line with when homies rub the egg on their forehead for things?
That is when you get ojo. So you can do that. You can do the egg, but that's more when you've had like somebody put like a curse on you. But you can do the egg if you're really sick.
Or stare at a baby too long. You know, that's another one of them.
Well, what? You guys are taking this way left.
I think I'm going to go with Anthony. I'm going to stick to antibiotics, okay?
No. Well, if you go to the doctor and you have a virus, he's going to tell you to put some onion in your socks because if antibiotics don't help a virus, DJ Automatic, okay?
And rubbing egg on you doesn't help anything.
Do you have any tips for Chewy to get better? What are some of the things that your mom did for you that you do for your kids now?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're still in LA because we covered the Grammys a couple of nights ago, and there were so many other fun things that happened. I think for me, when DJ Automatic got excited about Chapel Roan's performance, I told you how great she is, and you...
I'd never seen her live before, and she sings just as good, maybe better live.
Miley Cyrus, she's back in a big way. She kind of lost herself, and now she's up there shutting down the show.
We won, Beyonce. I'm here for two very important reasons tonight. Number one, look at this gown. How could I tell my custom Malaya that she had nowhere to go? Yeah, it's sickening. And to announce this year's winner for Record of the Year. Even if it's not you, Beyonce, I might just say this.
I like early 30s Miley Cyrus right now. Like, you could tell that she's really kind of been through some things.
Yes.
Accepted her downfalls and is really working towards a new journey, and she's a lot of inspiration for a lot of people.
Benson Boone, what a rock star up on stage. Teddy Swims, rock started out as well. The red carpet, I'm gonna move away from what we were just talking about because it just popped in my head. Jaden and Willow Smith. What was going on with Jaden? What was
he
on
just
his
wanted
head?
To wear a castle on his head. It's okay.
But why?
Jaden is one of those just iconic figures in American pop culture that we won't fully understand for another 20 years. We're all walking around with castles on our head, and we're like, you know what? Jaden Smith was so right about this.
You know who else stood out? Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. Those two together, they're about to do something big. Watch.
They look great together, but the most shocking thing had to have been when Kanye and his wife showed up on the red carpet and she just got naked.
Automatic, I feel sorry for her.
I think she likes the attention, though.
She also looks so much like Kim Kardashian.
I think Kanye's act is tired. There's nothing exciting about him anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's become like a lot of white noise. Speaking of people who rock the red carpet as well, too, you said that they allowed the firefighters from the Los Angeles area to walk us, too. And I thought that was very significant and meaningful for
Anthony.
That's yeah, going on.
The whole auditorium stood up. There were tears everywhere. The recognition that was given from the EMTs, the nurses, the doctors, the firefighters. It was a beautiful moment. They got a standing ovation. So for me, that was the highlight
of the night.
That's what it was all about. Everyone coming together to help each other. And it just feels so good because we need that right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A's friend's girl screamed at him in public and embarrassed him in front of all of his friends.
Ooh.
And Automatic, when Ant first told us, I thought, oh my gosh, who would do that? Anthony, can you kind of break down what happened at this party?
Well, there's one of two things happening. Either I don't know how to warm up queso, or my friend Jonathan's girlfriend is a very rude person.
Wait, so are we talking about cheese dip, chile con queso?
Yeah, chili con queso, the great, yes, when you put it out there and you eat it with the chips, yes.
Okay, exactly, go ahead.
100%, right? And we were all chilling, hanging out, watching the game, And next thing you know, the food arrives and she wanted, my friend Jonathan's girlfriend, who will remain nameless, wanted her queso warmed up. So my homie Jonathan goes and puts it in the microwave. And from the living room, she yells at him, "I know you're not putting my queso in the microwave. You need to warm it up over the stove."
Oh.
In front of all the friends and everything. We just looked at each other like, whoa.
Wait, what did Jonathan do?
He ran and put it on the stove.
Oh. She basically slapped him on the butt and said, "Get in the kitchen."
It was crazy, dude. It was crazy. And at that point, I just didn't know. I was like, wait, have I been warming up queso wrong my whole life? Or is this lady just mean?
So, yes, you have been. But no, that's not acceptable. Yes, I want my queso on the stove, number one. I agree with Jonathan's girlfriend on that aspect. I don't agree that you... And I think these are the words we're looking for here. You disrespect and you demean your person in front of other people.
Yes, that was a bigger thing for me, dude.
What did he do? Like, how, the party, did it get, like, uncomfortably quiet?
You know, yes, it got uncomfortable quiet, but he scurried over and did it. And you know what's wild? My friend Jonathan is a college-educated engineer who provides a lot for that household and that relationship.
Well, he better start cooking that queso. You better learn that in college. His wife wants that queso on the stove.
I normally would say, you know, that maybe she was in a bad mood. Maybe it sounds to me like this is a pattern after what you said, because she was so comfortable doing it in front of other people. And the fact that he would get up and run like that means that he is expected to do certain things. And I think
he's trained like a good husband. That's what he is.
Automatic. That is not good to speak to your partner like that. Look, behind closed doors.
We've made an entire radio show out of it.
Oh my gosh. You are so wrong for that. You are so wrong and so right. But I don't disrespect or demean you. We might disagree and have feisty, you know, arguments and disagreements. But in the end, I respect you. And to embarrass you in front of other people like that, Anthony's having this conversation with us, and he probably, Anthony, can you even talk to Jonathan about this? Are you comfortable talking to him?
No, I don't have time to talk to him. I don't care that much about it. I'm probably going to join what my friend Salvador did. And my friend Salvador, he just stopped talking to him, and he told him, he's like, "Hey, bro, I don't like your girlfriend. And I'm just going to stay away until then." And, you know, I chose a different route. I'm actually going to start warming up all my queso in the microwave out of solidarity. So
do it in front of the unnamed girlfriend. OK, do it in front of her.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A man they are calling the adult toy bandit was arrested in North Harris County, caught with over $400 worth of stolen adult merchandise.
Ooh. Like adult toys?
Yes, DJ Automatic.
Talk about sticky fingers.
Ew, Anthony. I don't think that this man was ever thinking he was going to get caught.
No. Suddenly it's a crime to prepare too much for Valentine's Day. Suddenly you can't.
Maybe he was trying to get some half price off things for his buddies. You know, hey, I've got you for half price.
Oh, you think he was like, this is going to be a side hustle for
him? I do, because the amount of things he was stealing is insane. He was caught at a CVS. Somebody reported him, and apparently cops chased him there.
Hold on.
What?
CVS has $400 worth of adult toys?
No, he took it from the other place.
And they caught him over there.
Yeah.
He was probably getting liquor so he could, you know, complete the party.
I guess so.
I go there for Zyrtex. I didn't know they had all this.
So some of the items that police found, the adult toys, enhancement pills, grooming materials, you know, make yourself look good. And a gun?
What?
A gun? Seriously? I mean,
it's on brand for something like this.
It is not on brand for something like this. What's even weirder is at this moment, we don't know his name. Officers won't release his name, so we don't really know who he is, nor do we know what he's going to really be charged with. And I can kind of understand that, because this isn't the kind of crime that we normally hear about. Mm. I've never in the history of my radio career, almost 20 years or 20 years probably, ever reported somebody stealing this amount of adult toys. I'm sure.
I mean, theft is theft, so they'll just charge him with theft.
Is it a felony because of the amount that he was stealing?
Where were you last night, Anthony? Eh?
That stuff from Facebook Marketplace got to get there somehow, all right? And I'm going to provide the streets.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How about breakfast in your ice cream? I'll let Automatic break it down in food news. How does hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Because we're still in L.A., you know, we covered the Grammys a couple of nights ago. I completely forgot that Sunday was Groundhog Day.
You better put some respect on Punxsutawney Phil's name.
Okay, so maybe you know if Phil saw his shadow or not, but do you know how accurate he is? Let's take a listen to the moment it was announced, and then I'll tell you right after if he's right or wrong.
It's Groundhog Day, and maybe life is on a loop, but I miss my burrow. I miss my coop. So I'm headed back down. There's a shadow up here. Get ready for 6 more weeks of winter this year.
Woo! Okay, so Phil says 6 more weeks of winter. 20 years of him doing this, 35% of the time, that's all he's been right. 65% he's been wrong.
That's still pretty good odds in regards to, you know, picking the weather. No shade at our meteorologist friends, but some of them are around the same percentage as Punxsutawney Phil.
Anthony, you ain't lying about that.
And then you got to weigh in the whole global warming thing. I mean, come on.
Oh, you think that's what's
it could be throwing Punxsutawney Phil
here?
Off. I mean, you know, it's the last 20 years. It's gotten pretty bad. Before that, he could have been at 100%.
I didn't think about it. For a rat, 35%, not too bad. Not too bad. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Eggo Waffles now has an ice cream. Lego my Eggo. Yeah, they're coming in new pints. They come in 3 different flavors. They have buttery maple, chocolatey chip, and blueberry.
I'm here for this. I'm here for the ice cream, the Eggo ice cream. I'm here for it. For real, I am. But hear me out. Why don't they have their own cones? I don't understand why Eggos don't have their own ice cream cone.
Anthony, that would have been way better than making some freaking nasty waffle that isn't even real that I normally put in a toaster only when I'm starving to death. An ice cream. I don't want that ice cream. It doesn't sound like it's going to taste good.
Oh, it looks like it tastes good. I promise you that.
I don't know if I'm going to have any other good ideas the rest of the year.
Anthony, that's it. Somebody call Eggo right now.
I swear to God, at this point, I feel like I'm shortening people's lives with food news.
I think
it's
so,
always
too.
I always find the worst junk ever.
Where's the broccoli ice cream?
Ew, gross. Why would you even say that? I love the blueberry ice cream. I'll try it with the DJ Automatic. Don't worry about that, dog. I got you.
We'll shorten each other's lives together.
There it is, dude.
National Day Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with National Thank a Mail Carrier Day. So shout out to the mail men and women. And we're going to throw in all the Amazon drivers, UPS drivers, and FedEx drivers making the world go round, too.
I got to tell you, USPS guys, too, and ladies, y'all been going without AC and without heaters for so long. Shout out to you for keeping my mail still running, even though you're going through all that.
And next, we're going to go and celebrate one of the greatest civil rights leaders of all time. She ignited a national protest by simply sitting down. The one, the only, legendary Rosa Parks Day is today.
Happy Black History Month, and thank you, Rosa Parks, for all you did. And what's next?
And we're celebrating Facebook's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Today's the first day of Facebook. What year was that?
It was 2004. So, yeah, February 4th, 2004.
She's 21. You know what's one of the most interesting things? And we talked about this, but we didn't really mention it too much. Automatic, you had never met your uncle until a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
At the Grammys.
And I talked to him on Facebook all the time.
That's how y'all work
for about
together.
20 years.
Yeah.
Shout out Zuckerberg.
Bringing families closer together. All right, we'll be back after
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember when you were little and your parents would traumatize you? Let's have this discussion right now. Automatic Anthony A and I were talking off the air about moments where your parents say to you things that I don't know that they realize they're not the right way to talk to kids.
Yeah, and my mom would constantly lecture me about all the bills she had to pay anytime I would ask her for something while we were grocery shopping or at the mall. If I'd be like, hey, mom, I want to get this toy. She'd be like, no, Anthony, do you not realize that I had to pay for this, 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 and this, and this? And then we've had a couple classic showdowns that really traumatized me as a kid. I would just wish that she would have just said, no, I can't buy that right now.
But didn't you just learn to stop asking?
No way, dude. Also,
you wouldn't be in that seat right there if you learned to stop asking.
Also, like my mom's defense, I didn't understand anything about money. So when she would try to explain to me if something was expensive, it just did not register, dog.
Obviously.
Because we had 4 kids in 5 years. We were all real close together in age. So my mom would always hit me with, you're not going to be able to play baseball. Ooh. You're not going to be able to. If we,
she would guilt you.
She would guilt me with like sports because, I mean, to play sports is expensive.
Yeah, that's what it is, Automatic. My family didn't take many vacations, but plenty of guilt trips. That's what we went down of, dude. That's what, yeah, dude, that right there, Automatic.
When you're thinking about sports, I remember being in athletics and all my friends had two changes of shoes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put one shoe on for the sport.
I wanted
like,
basketball shoes so bad.
Oh, Automatic. Me too. I wanted track shoes.
I was the kid slipping all over the court because I wore the same shoes.
Oh, no.
The same shoes you wore to school, right? So you had to work out in. That was me. In fact, one year, I wanted cleats so badly that my Nana told me, if I get these for you, you have to wear them. And so I had to wear cleats all year.
No!
It was awful. Do you know how bad those things hurt?
Yeah.
Do you know how painful?
No wonder your toes look like that.
You know what else is traumatizing for me? Going to have to look for my uncle.
Oh.
He'd be drinking and we'd have to go in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you have to go down like that dark lane right there.
How is that dark?
Because
you're talking about literally dark liquor. That's it. It's got...
No, he only drank beer.
Okay.
Either way, it was a dark park at 2 a.m.
You're just all sad there.
This is
cleats.
Like a fun pour off, and then you made it a sad pour off.
That's my truth. 877-730-DCS1. How did your parents traumatize you, and now you can laugh about it? Tap in. We'll make it a topic another day. Back with more coming up. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.